The actor Jean-Paul Belmondo has died. He came to fame in Jean-Luc Godard's new wave classic Breathless. He went on to become a French national treasure. He was 88 years old. He was often compared to such American icons as Marlon Brando and Humphrey Bogart. NPR's Bob Mondello remembers.
He wasn't conventionally handsome. His face was craggy, his nose flat, his eyes hooded, and with a cigarette dangling from his lip, he always looked to be spoiling for a fight. But for mid-century audiences, his brand of rebellion was the very essence of cool. Cast him as a professional car thief and existential killer opposite America's Gene Seberg.
New York Herald Tribune!
As Jean-Luc Godard did in Breathless.
New York Herald Tribune!
And there was no question.
Est-ce que tu m'accompagnes, Aaron?
He made crime sexy.
Oui, c'est idiot, je t'aime. Je voulais te revoir pour savoir si te revoir ferait plaisir.
Vous venez d'où, Monte Carlo?
Non, de Marseille.
Later in the film, looking into a mirror, he tells her he's a boxer.
Je suis un grand boxeur.
And in fact, he'd been one before becoming an actor, winning 4 of his 9 professional fights. He'd also been a stage performer and a soccer player, but he left most of that behind after his funny, physical performance, chain-smoking and talking to the camera in Breathless, made him an international sensation.
Oh la la.
Breathless was one of 8 films he made in 1960, 8 more in 1961, as he rode the French New Wave to such fame that by the end of that decade, he was one of France's biggest commercial stars. He claimed not to understand the intellectual films that had made him famous, and to prefer the comedies and action flicks in which he later did his own stunts, dangling from helicopters and tall buildings, standing atop moving trains, and sometimes getting injured. A serious mishap on a movie set when he was 53 finally put an end to all that. He was offered films in Hollywood, but passed, noting that he'd have too much trouble with English, and anyway, he could act for directors like Godard and François Truffaut, and opposite Sophia Loren, Ursula Andress, and Catherine Deneuve without the bother. A stroke in 2001 left him unable to speak for 6 months, and he only appeared once on screen after that in A Man and His Dog, as an elderly pensioner who found himself homeless. In real life, that was hardly his lot. He was celebrated to the very end, recently photographed with family at his 88th birthday party. Bob Mondello, NPR News.